Last night we had the forgiveness ceremony. It's how we begin the rains every year. Forgiveness in the Buddhist context means you don't hold grudges. If someone has wronged you, you don't have any ill will toward them. You're not going to try to retaliate. And it's good to ask for forgiveness. It's good to recognize that you may have harmed somebody. And you don't know. It may have been this lifetime, may have been last time, previous lifetime. But you don't want those actions to color the relationship. So you're trying to start out the reins with a clean slate. Not carry old things with you. Of course, forgiveness doesn't mean you love the person, simply that you don't hold a grudge. It goes along with reconciliation. Reconciliation is more difficult. Forgiveness, you can be one-sided. Someone has wronged you. You recognize it was wrong, but you're not going to hold any grudges against the person. With reconciliation, a friendship has been broken because of an action. And you have to sit down and sort out what happened, see where who did what wrong, and do it in such a way that you're convinced that the other person and you really do want the relationship to continue. You have to do it with respect. You have to do it with firmness. You have to do it with kindness, to show that the relationship really is worth continuing. But both forgiveness and reconciliation depend on the ability to recognize when you've done something wrong. As the Buddha said, if you've done something wrong but you don't apologize, that's a sign of a fool. Or if you don't acknowledge it, that's a sign of a fool. On the other hand, someone who's acknowledged a wrong that they've done to you, if you don't receive their acknowledgement, you don't respect their acknowledgement, that's a sign of a fool too. It's a sign of growth in this teaching, that you recognize the mistakes you made. Because that's how you learn. The Buddha's first lesson to his son: you try your best to act only on skillful intentions, to act only in skillful ways that are harmless. But if you realize that you caused harm, then you recognize that you did cause that harm, and then you resolve not to repeat it. Talk it over with someone who's more advanced in the path to get their advice. And this pattern of trying to do the best you can and recognizing when it's still not good enough, making up your mind that you want to do better, that carries all the way through, even to the levels of awakening. You realize when you've been clinging to things, sometimes the clinging is very subtle and you have to turn around and look at yourself with a lot of fairness to see where you've done something wrong. And you're clinging to things that you don't recognize. That's its ability to turn around and reflect. That's how we grow in the Dharma. And when you reflect, you have to be able to admit where you made a mistake, so you don't repeat that mistake. I mean, that's how the Buddha himself learned the Dharma. He had nobody to teach him. It was only by being very honest and observant, committing himself to being as skillful as possible, and then reflecting on the actual results of his actions and then making adjustments where necessary. That's how he became Buddha. This is how we learn ourselves. So forgiveness provides the atmosphere in which people are more willing to admit their mistakes. Don't try to hide them. And that way everybody grows. Grows in forgiveness, grows in your powers of observation, grows in skill. So that's why we start the reins with our ceremony. It can be just a ceremony, just bow down, repeat the words, and you're done with it. But you stop and think. There must have been something I've done in the past that was wrong. After all, everybody starts out wrong. So I want to recognize that, acknowledge that, and don't let it get in the way of a fruitful relationship. That's how we get the reins off to a good start.